It's a pleasure to welcome you to FAO in this first official International Day of Forests celebration. This celebration was made possible through the efforts of many individuals, organizations, and countries. Among them, I would like to highlight the role of the governor of Algeria, one of the main promoters of this idea in the UN General Assembly. Around the world, there are other International Day of Forest events taking place, including one in Algeria, where the report on the state of Mediterranean forests is being launched. The theme of the International Day of Forests is Plant a Tree, Plant Our Future. It brings out the importance of the forest for all life. And it brings out the interrelation between man and nature that is at the core of sustainable development. Taking care of forests means taking care of our planet, our present, and our future. Forests can help us mitigate climate change impact. Forests play a crucial role in fighting desertification and land degradation. Preventing forests is preserving water resources also. Preserving forests is preserving biodiversity. At the same time, forests are important to food security and nutrition. If sustainably managed, forests can give a key contribution to our today's most important challenge. There are tens of millions of forest dwellers, and the income and employment of some 350 million people around the world, many of them among the poorest people, depend on forests. We need to offer those that depend on forests alternative ways to use them, ensuring their livelihoods today and tomorrow. There are many different ways to accomplish this. Agroforest farming methods can preserve and produce. Ecotourism allows people to explore forests without damaging them. Carbon credit is one of the many other ways to add value to the forests while they are standing. The multiple roles of forest and its link to people, to sustainability, and to its surroundings will be discussed in this event today. Our panelists will be exploring the connection of forests to the broader landscape management. Ladies and gentlemen, we are implementing a more holistic approach to tackle the challenge that countries face in food security and agriculture-related areas. This new FAO approach is built around five cross-cutting strategic objectives. First, eradicate hunger and malnutrition. Second, producing and managing resource sustainability. Third, reducing rural poverty. Fourth, improving food systems and their fairness. And five, improving resilience of rural families. These are many links between our work in forests and the strategic objective that I listed. FAO's Forest Department and the entire FAO team have an important contribution to give to meet these strategic objectives, and more importantly, to contribute to a hunger-free and sustainable world. But it's not only up to FAO. It is up to all of us. Governance, international organizations, civil society, private sector, and many other actors. Ladies and gentlemen, as we come closer to 2015, we also approach the end day for the Millennium Development Goals. This is a time to reflect on what we have achieved and what we need to improve. We have succeeded and where we need to do more. Learning from the lessons of the MDG process will help us plan the post-2015 agenda. One key issue that is emerging strongly is the importance of sustainability and its link to food security and ending extreme poverty. I believe that this is the most important outcome from Rio Plus 20 conference. In many countries, illegal deforestation is degrading ecosystems, diminishing water availability, and limiting the supply of wood, at all of which reduce food security, especially for the poor. Stopping illegal deforestation would do much to end hunger, extreme poverty, and bring about sustainability. This is why I would like to encourage countries to promote tree planting, and to consider a zero illegal deforestation target in the context of the post-2015 agenda. These two goals should be closely linked. We need to set bold goals to mobilize political support from governments and the entire society to achieve them. FAO stands ready to support you and the countries in achieving sustainable management of our forests and natural resources. And we want to work together towards a sustainable future where there will be food for all, poverty eliminated, and natural resources preserved for the future generations.